part-time photo model.
So, Prince, here is the site I was telling you about.
Read, Carlos.
A photo book is the key to a model's professional success. A well-made portfolio must include different types of shots, which obviously affect the costs of a photo shoot. Close-ups, half-length portraits, full-body photography, and photos with various outfits.
Yes, I took that for granted. But the prices?
It depends, Prince. It goes from 600,000 lira for close-ups to 800,000 for full-body photos. And then there are price increases for outfit changes.
Would be.
Changes of clothes and scenery.
Sure, it costs more because you have to adjust the lights. But can't we take the photos ourselves? You can't imagine how much this bothers me.
No, Prince. If you want a professional result, you have to go to a real photographer. The best are in Milan. You have to have a portfolio made. That's what it's called.
All right, let's go to Milan. Tell me the name of a random photographer, the first one you find on the site.
Gianni Gandolfini via Ludovico Cavalleri 42. Do I give you the number?
Yes, thank you. I'll make an appointment and go as soon as possible so I can get it off my mind. Can you keep Bella for me for a day?
Sure, you know she gets along very well with Meira. But you're feeling down, Prince.
Of course. I'm already short of money, and I have to spend more in the hope of earning something with a job that sucks.
You will only do it if you feel like it. I hear Meira make coffee. Let's go to the kitchen and get a cup.
Kids, come. I made coffee.
With the cookies she made?
Yes, with cookies.
Then gladly.
Pout at me, like this. More, stick out those lips.
But this makes me look like an idiot.
Honey, anything but an idiot. You give me all kinds of ideas, but not that one, believe me. But did you get fillers in those lips?
What?
Fillers. Have you inflated them with hyaluronic acid?
No, they're already swollen enough. I practically have a woman's mouth.
You have the sexiest mouth I've ever seen since Mick Jagger. Head back. Let your hair fall like this. Good. Feel the wind in your hair.
It's a fan.
It's the wind, love. It's the wind that ruffles your hair as you cling to the tree and try to climb the Sforza castle.
But only an idiot would try to scale a castle by climbing a tree.
People believe what they see. And here they see a medieval knight, a tree, and a castle. You have an outfit that is out of this world, including the armor, so you can climb all the castles you want. Even the hair is perfect. We solve the problem of length with extensions. They are absolutely natural. You can shake them as much as you want. Trust me, you have to grow it.
I already had long hair, but then I cut it.
Grow it again. Your body type calls for long hair. An angel face on a male body, a stunning androgynous. Shake it. Throw it in your face. Let it fall in a mess. You are very sensual like this. You need to work out a bit for your abs. Oh, fashion houses want turtles.
Turtles?
That's what they're called, honey. Now, cling to the tree, like this. Perfect. Rub yourself sensually. More, as if you wanted to make the tree trunk your own. As if it were your woman, or your man.
Preferably woman.
Preferably. This leaves all doors open. You look gorgeous. Now throw your head back, and don't smile. You have to look pissed off. Remember that you're climbing the castle.
Am I climbing the castle or am I fucking the tree?
Both.
Okay, I'm a lunatic. I just had to know that.
Don't talk all the time. You ruin my best shots. And look at me like you hate me. Like you want to whip me. Perfect. Like this. Now enough with the Middle Ages. Take everything off and lie down in the grass.
But here, in Sempione Park, with people passing by.
People will love the sight of you, believe me.
Do I take off my armor and costume and stay in a t-shirt and jeans?
I said everything. Everything except the panties. Otherwise, they'll arrest us.
No, come on, please.
Don't dart you. Let me do my job. You chose one of the most famous photographers in Milan. You don't expect to teach me my job.
I would never dare.
You have a lot of possibilities, boy. With your body, you will certainly be a model for underwear. So your book must absolutely include this type of shots. Change over there, behind the screen. Oh, good. I see you put on your tight black panties. Those boxers with the ducks you had before were absolutely out of place. Now go down to the grass.
To the grass? But there must be syringes.
Check carefully and then lie down. Now stand up on one elbow and stare into space. Don't have any expression. You just have to offer yourself to the looks. Good, like this.
Are we done?
No. We still do some with a completely different outfit, like steampunk.
What would that be?
A particular style. A kind of science fiction set in the 19th century where the most advanced technology is powered by steam power. Basically, you dress in 19th century style, but with anachronistic technological accessories.
Interesting.
So go and put on a shirt, a waistcoat, a jacket with a velvet collar, a silk tie, and hang a few of those gadgets around your neck. There are binoculars, medallions, glasses with an elastic band at the back, pressure gauges, watches. You see, it's all completely useless stuff. It's just for show. Oh, here you also need a mustache. You'll find it in the makeup bag.
A mustache?
Yes, it's the 1800s. And take off the extensions. Hair is short. Here's your book, boy. We agreed on 900,000 lire, but I'll give you a little discount because I really enjoyed working with you. Let's make it 850.
Thank you, Mr. Gandolfini. Is it okay if I pay in cash?
Very good. But call me informally. I'm not that old. My name is Johnny.
Okay, Gianni.
The photos are spectacular, you have to admit.
Yes, they are very beautiful.
You have a future as a model. You're a little shy, but you take the light like few others, and when you let yourself go, you're an exaggerated thing, sexy as hell. You have extraordinary physical means. If you want, I can take some more free photos of you on déshabillé. In the little room next door, there's a bed with the right lights.
En déshabillé, would it be naked?
Yes, darling. We certainly couldn't do them in the center of Milan, with all the passers-by watching.
But what do I do with photos where I'm naked? I can't send them to fashion houses.
Well, not exactly naked. Let's say you'd put a little hand in the right place.
No thanks, Gianni. I sincerely appreciate the intention, but I think it's better to avoid it.
As you wish. Anyway, these photos are a great launch. Believe me, we will see you very soon on the covers of fashion magazines.
No, I have no intention of making a career in that field.
But how? Then why did you come to me in Milan and spend all this money?
Because I want to work a little for some fashion house, but only occasionally. Let's say in my spare time.
We're not there, darling. You were born for this career.
Thanks, Gianni. I'm not interested in working as a fashion model.
You're wasting a great talent and a unique earning opportunity. You can make it big in this field. I see a lot of people pass through this studio, but they're mostly pretty ordinary people trying to seem special. You, on the other hand, are truly special.
I don't think I deserve this compliment, but in any case, I don't want to break through or be broken through. Thanks for your work. I had a lot of fun taking these photos with you.
Nice to meet you. Come back and visit me whenever you want. I'll always be there for you.
If I need more photos, I will certainly come to you.
See you soon.
Carlos, I'll be back in an hour and a half. Thank Mayra for keeping Bella. Yes, I'm coming to your place for dinner, thank you. It went well, but it's funny. Yes, I'll tell you later. See you in a bit.